弟兄姐妹平安。
Morning and peace to brothers and sisters in Christ.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
在你的话语的面前。
We come before you. We come before your word.
求你打开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
打开我们的灵。
And open our spiritual eyes.
让我们听到主你的声音。
So that we can listen to your voice.
进到你的爱和恩典中
and enter into your love and your presence.
我们如此的祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
不知道大家是否有追星的经验
I don't know if you have had the experience of chasing after pop stars.
特别是年少的时候
Especially when you were young.
都会有喜欢的明星
There would be some pop stars that you have liked when you were young.
目前有一些年轻人，他们可能喜欢 Ed Sheeran.
Some young people may like Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
年长的粉丝可能喜欢 Michael Jackson.
Older fans may like Michael Jackson.
Air Supply 等不同的偶像。
Air Supply and other pop stars.
曾听过Caleb 和 Dara 哦，他们喜欢李南星。
I once heard that Caleb and Daryl like 李南星，
因为小时候看过的电视明星。
As they used to watch him on TV as kids.
我猜众贤执事他喜欢猫王。
I guess maybe Deacon Daniel likes Elvis Presley.
因为有一年的 QBC 的晚宴。
Because there was a QBC dinner.
众贤执事他就打扮成猫王。
And Deacon Daniel dressed up as Elvis Presley.
所以让 Auntie Jane 他开车的时候是从头。笑到尾
And Auntie Jane laughed all the way through the car journey.
而我喜欢是 Tom Cruise.
And I like Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible.
In Mission Impossible.
林牧师他喜欢的是 X-Men 里面的人物
And Pastor Peter likes X-Men.
我们都会有自己喜欢的明星
And we all have some pop stars that we used to like.
不会错过他的表演，他的演出
We won't miss their performances.
而这种追星可以是很疯狂的
and some of us may be even fanatics.
而追星的这个目的和动机各有不同
and we all have different motives for chasing after these stars.
有人会买了头等的机票，就是为了跟明星坐在一起
Some will even buy first class air tickets just to have the chance to sit beside these pop stars.
有一年的 QBC 的弟兄姐妹，甚至组队一起出去。去到英国去看足球赛。
And a group of QBC brothers and sisters once grouped together and went to England to watch a soccer match.
当年好像有 Sunny 在当中。
And there was Uncle Sunny.
他为了自己喜欢的球星去为他们来打气。
And he cheered for his favorite soccer team.
所以但现场应该是充满着欢乐、兴奋和刺激。
And the atmosphere then must be exploding with excitement and adrenaline.
但是有一种追星却是不一样的。
However, there is a star search that is different.
不是在追名人或者是潮流。
This star search is not about pop culture or pop stars.
而是一种召唤。
It is a calling.
它迫使你去追求。
And it compels us to search.
因为它关系到你的将来。
Because this search will change your future.
关系到你的人生的成败。
And it affects the success and failure of your lives.
并且带来永恒的价值。
And it has eternal value.
是不容错过的。
And it cannot be missed.
因为它会影响到你的一生。
Because it will affect and change your entire life.
所以今天我们要从马太福音二章一到十二节和米迦书五章二节来看两种追星的行动。
So today we look at Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 12 and Micah chapter 5 verse 2 and 4.
来看两种追星的行动。
To see what these two kinds of star search are.
我们要问的是基督君王的降生对你和我的意义是什么。
And we want to ask what the birth of Christ means to you and means to me.
我们的回应又应该是什么。
And what then will our response be?
那我们来聆听神的话。
Let's listen to God's word from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem and in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it came, when it rose, and we have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
在西王的时候,
In the times of King Herod,
耶稣按着圣经的应许已经降生在犹太的伯利恒。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem and in Judea, just as the prophet had prophesied.
这些东方的占星家,
the Magi from the East,
也称为博士,
all known as the wise men,
他们得到了一个启示,
they had one revelation,
就是要寻找犹太人的王,
that is to search for the king of the Jews.
但是他们不晓得怎么样去寻找,
but they did not know how to find him.
只知道在东方,
but they only knew to follow from the East,
朝着那颗星的方位,
to follow the direction of the star,
去找,
to search,
地点也不是知道的,
and they did not know where exactly they were going.
所以他们就来到耶路撒冷来询问,
so they came to Jerusalem to inquire.
他们的询问却带来了希律王的不安,
but their search made King Herod disturbed.
想象你是公司的老板或者是职员,
now imagine if you are the boss or an employee of a company.
有人就来问你, 那接替你那的那位老板和员工在哪里呢?
And someone has come to ask you, where is the man who will replace you?
相信你一定会不安, 对不对?
I'm sure you will be disturbed.
希律王究竟是谁呢?
Who was King Herod?
希律王有一半是犹太人的血统,
King Herod was half Jew,
另外一半是以东人的血统,
and he was half Arab.
我想他一定是长得很英俊,
I think he must be a very good looking man.
他被立为王,
he was appointed king.
因为罗马的支持在耶路撒冷就做王了37年,
he was appointed king and reigned in Jerusalem for 37 years. He was appointed by the Romans.
从犹太的历史书里面我们知道他是当时候最出名的一个建筑师,
in Jewish history we know that he was the most famous builder.
他扩建了耶路撒冷的第二个圣殿和港口,
he built the second temple of Jerusalem and he built the ports.
像这一位那么权力争取向上的人物,
it was for such a man who strived for progress for the Jews,
历史上并不多见,
we rarely see in history.
但是外表华丽的他,
yet beneath his magnificent appearance,
却隐藏着一个可怕的恶,
lies a very terrible evil.
就是他的怀疑心很重,
he was deeply suspicious.
为人残暴不仁,
he was cruel.
他掌管一切,
he wanted full control.
他拥有绝对的控制权,
and absolute control.
为了权位,
because of power,
曾经下令杀死自己的妻子,
he gave orders for his wife to be killed.
儿子,
his son,
朋友,
his friend,
甚至反对他的拉比,
and even the rabbi who opposed him.
所以当希律王听到有婴孩出世要做犹太人的王的时候,
so when King Herod heard that there was a child to be born king of the Jews,
他真的是很不安,
he was really disturbed.
为什么希律王要为这一个婴孩的出世而感觉到不安呢?
Now why was he so disturbed by the birth of a baby?
因为希律王不是真正的纯种犹太人,
because King Herod was not a pure Jew.
当时候希律王将公会的犹太人的族谱就把它烧掉了,
and at that time, King Herod had burned the genealogy of the Jews from the public registers.
使人无法去查说他的名字没有在犹太人的族谱里面。
He did not want people to know that his name was not written in the genealogy of the Jews.
犹太人并不接受他为王。
In fact, the Jews never accepted him as king.
他是罗马帝国派来的统治者。
He was a ruler sent by the Roman Empire.
被认为是罗马的走狗。
And he was seen as the lackey of the Romans.
基督君王的诞生的反应是不安的。
So King Herod was disturbed by the birth of this baby.
原文的意思就是被摇动的意思。
The original meaning of disturbed is to be shaken, to be shaken.
就是一种心理的愁烦。
It was a deep worry.
他喜欢做王。
He wanted to be king. He liked being the king.
他的王位是他付上极大的代价。
And he paid a huge price to be there.
受尽了痛苦。
He suffered a lot.
讨好罗马王帝而来的,
to get into the good books of the Roman Emperor.
他不惜一切的代价,
he had given up everything,
包括各种手段,
and he will use all means,
计谋和行骗的手法,
schemes and deception,
都是要保存这个王者的地位。
Just to preserve his throne.
他对基督的来临是不欢迎的。
He did not welcome the coming of Christ.
甚至是一种害怕。
In fact, he was afraid.
忧虑。
He was worried.
是恐慌的。
And he was insecure.
因为王位受到威胁。
Because his kingship was under threat.
做王久了。
Having been king for so long,
是要面对改变。
To face change,
要放手的确是很难的事。
To let go, it would be very difficult.
同样，今天当基督君王来临的时候，
Similarly, when Christ the King comes,
对我们来讲也是一种威胁。
It also brings a threat to us.
因为耶稣君王的降生，
Because the birth of Jesus the King,
表明我们要降服在他的统治，
means that we need to surrender under his rule.
他拥有我们生命至高至上的主权。
He has the supreme and full reign over our lives.
我不再是自己做王。
And we no longer are kings of our lives.
我们要面对的就是放弃权力和主权的这种挣扎。
What we have to struggle with is to let go of our power and control.
也表示说我们要面对里面的不安和害怕。
So it also means that in our hearts we face fear and insecurity.
因为人的本性就是我们仍然希望我们自己做王。
Because it is human nature for us to want to be king.
不要被人来管辖。
We don't want to be controlled by another.
我们都喜欢自己做王。
We all like being our own king.
因为做王的好处就是可以指挥别人。
The benefit is that we can direct people around.
在家中可以做小皇帝。
In my home, I'm the little emperor.
这是一个需要付上极大的代价取来的地位。
And it is a position that I have to pay with a high price.
夫妻要常年的相争。
The long-standing struggle between a husband and a wife.
就是要争这个王位。
Is to fight for the throne.
钱怎么花我说了就算了。
How we spend our money, what counts is what I say.
去哪里我说了就算了。
We even fight over which route and where we go.
我是家中的皇帝。
I am the king of my house.
我们喜欢自己做王。
And I want to be the king.
怎么样也不肯不愿意放弃去顺服。
And I don't want to let go and I don't want to surrender.
不喜欢别人告诉我怎么样去做。
I don't like people telling me what to do.
不相信权威。
I don't believe in authority.
甚至不相信圣经。
In fact, I don't believe in the Bible.
只相信自己的解释。
And I only believe in my own explanation.
自己的意见才是最正确的。
My views are the most accurate.
别人的都是错的。
And everyone else's opinions are wrong.
你不要管我。
Do not bother about me.
我就坐在我自己的宝座上做王。
And I will sit on my throne to be my own king.
这是不是你和我的情况呢？
Does this describe your situation?
我太太就看到我这固执的一面哦。
My wife has seen this stubborn side of me.
她好，刚才好像有出现又不见了哦，她在后面。
She seems to have appeared. Oh, she's at the back now.
我在家中是一个小皇帝，你相信吗？
Do you believe that I'm the little emperor in my house?
在我很固执的时候，我就完全不听了。
When I'm stubborn, I shut off all voices.
这个就是我，当我不想听他的意见的时候，我就会开始争取我的王位。
This is when I don't want to listen to opinions and I fight for my throne.
在家中做小皇帝是不错的。
It is not too bad to be the king of your house.
自己做王，哇，太爽了。
It feels good.
耶路撒冷的整个城都是不安的。
And all Jerusalem was disturbed.
这些都是比较富有的人。
Jerusalem was filled with wealthy people.
他们住在这个王城里面。
They lived in the city.
生活很舒服。
Life was comfortable.
很稳定。
Very stable.
任何改变都会带来不安的情绪。
Any change will bring about disturbance.
像一棵大树被摇动了。
Like a tree that's wavering back and forth.
不安了。
It was a huge disturbance.
耶稣的诞生是神赐给人最大的礼物和恩典。
The birth of Jesus is God's greatest gift and grace to mankind.
但是这个恩典是有改造性的。
And this grace is transformational.
接受的人都要被改变。
Those who received it must be changed.
耶稣改变我们的价值观。
Jesus changed our values.
改变我们与神的关系。
Changed our relationship with God.
甚至改变我们的生活习惯。
And even changed our daily lives.
我们都会面对这种威胁。
We will all face the threat and danger of change.
我们害怕改变。
We are afraid of change.
我们不喜欢改变。
We don't like it.
因此就拒绝基督，这个就是很多人的反应。
Hence, because of that, many respond by rejecting Jesus.
今天我们的生活都很忙碌。
We lead very busy lives today.
每天的时间表都填得满满的。
Our schedules are fully packed.
对基督诞生的这个好消息，会可能就变得麻木了。
As a result, we may have become numb to the good news of Jesus.
就是每年在过圣诞节的时候
，Each year as we celebrate Christmas，
就像乌节路的灯色，每年差不多都一样的。
Just like the lightings in Orchard Road, they all look the same every year.
已经没有什么特别的感觉。
There is nothing special about it.
我们的反应是不是好像希律王将
？Is our response like that of King Herod？
已经麻木了。
We have become numb，
甚至不安。
Or if we have become disturbed，
希律就吩咐了博士。
King Herod instructed the Magi.
当你找到这个小孩的时候
，that as soon as they found the child，
就回来报信
，to report back to him，
好叫我去拜他
，so that he may too go and worship。
你相信这个希律王是真的要来敬拜耶稣吗
？Do you believe that King Herod wanted to worship Jesus？
这是一个谎言
，this was a lie。
他这是一个假意的敬拜。
This was false worship.
因为他心中充满着不安。
Because he was disturbed in his heart.
人生就是不断的来忙碌的追寻。
And we too are always searching in life.
寻寻觅觅。
Searching endlessly.
追房子。
We are looking for a house.
追女孩。
Looking for a girlfriend.
追名牌。
For brands.
追名车。
For branded cars.
追物质的享受。
For material comfort.
甚至追名校。
Or even for the top schools.
追名。
For fame,
合理
and fortune,
等等
and power, and so on.
我们就在不停的在追
and we are constantly searching.
然后我们追到了，最后还是追得很累
and at the end of it, we are tired.
却不得到满足
yet we never seem to be satisfied.
永远的不安
we are forever disturbed.
那么我们要问的是，究竟出了什么问题呢？
Now we ask, what exactly is the problem?
我们追求生命中好像是美好的一切
we chase after everything that seems good in life.
却得不到真正的满足
Yet we never find true satisfaction.
除非我们真正的认识到神
And unless we truly know God
这位上帝是怎么样的一个上帝
Who our God is
愿意放下自我
And are willing to let down our lives
让耶稣成为我们生命的王
And let Jesus become the king of our lives
才能除下不安
Then we can have peace
Lay down our anxiety, die to self
我们可以放下自我除去不安，
放下自我，除去不安。
Lay down our anxieties and lay down ourselves.
很好的翻译。第二种追星是什么追星呢
？And the second star search, what is it?
第二种追星是东方的占星家博士。
The second search was that of the Magi from the East.
让我们来聆听神的话。
Let's listen to God's word from Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 12.After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
东方博士一群人在2000多年前
The Magi of the East
他们千里迢迢困难重重的来寻找耶稣的降生
Endured much hardship and traveled thousands of miles 2000 years ago just to search for the birth of Jesus
究竟是什么吸引力让他们放下一切来寻找耶稣呢
Now what exactly led them to put aside everything to search for the star?
博士的原文 Mago 是当年的巴比伦和波斯帝国的智者
The original word of Magi is Magos, which means the wise men of the Babylonian and Persian empires.
他们精通科学
They were proficient in science,
外交
politics,
政治
governance,
和宗教
religion,
无一不通
and every subject.
中文就翻成博士
The word Magos can be translated in Chinese to professors.
表示他们是博学的人
to show that they were learned people
却不像今天我们讲博士的时候我们是讲他专门研究一门学问
but they were unlike the professors of today who specialize in one subject
英文的翻译是讲到 wise man 就是从 magi 讲到 wise man
the English translation of magi is wise man
是很不错的翻译
and this is an appropriate translation
有一点我们必须注意的
and one thing we must pay attention to
这几个博士他们是外邦人
is that the Magi were Gentiles
他们都还没有认识耶稣
they had not yet known Jesus
他们可能是从被掳的巴比伦的犹太人口中
they probably heard from the Jews in Babylon
知道有一个犹太人王要降生的预言
that there is a prophecy of the coming of the King of the Jews.
这是一个特殊的启示。
This was a very special revelation.
这位要来的犹太人王不是普通的王。
That this coming King of the Jews was not an ordinary king.
而是在预言传说已久的一个伟大的君王。
But a great king who had been prophesied of old.
请问，如果你是博士的话
，Now if you were the Magi，
你为什么要找这个君王呢
？Why will you be searching for this king？
只有一个理由
，There can only be one reason。
因为你对所得到的这个特殊启示是非常的相信
，That you are convicted of this special revelation。
你相信一定可以找到的
，You believe that you will definitely find。
如果花了这么多的精力和经费却扑个空
，Otherwise would they spend so much energy and effort to search for nothing？
那不是白费力气吗
？Wouldn't that be a waste？
他们愿意付上了庞大的这个代价来寻找耶稣。
They were willing to pay a high price to search for Jesus.
唯一的理由就是他们有这个坚定的信心。
The only reason was that they had an unshakable faith.
信心就驱使他们不顾一切，付上一切代价往前行。
Faith that compelled them to lay aside everything to pay the price to go ahead.
但是最重要的不是博士他们是从哪里来
But the most important point is not where the Magi came from.
而博士其实就代表了当时候外邦人的属灵状况
But the Magi then represented the spiritual need of the Gentiles then.
这个救恩是普世的
Salvation is for the whole world.
所以外邦人也追星
So the Gentiles were also in search for the star.
因为他们知道只有找到这预言中的君王
Because they know that only if they find the prophesied king,
才能真正的满足他们内心深切的需要。
They can have deep satisfaction in their lives.
经文更清楚地告诉我们
，The Bible clearly tells us，
这个博士是从东方的一颗星开始。
That the Magi of the East saw the star.
当这个星出现的时候
，When it rose，
他知道犹太人的王的即将出现。
They knew that the King of the Jews was born and was to appear.
所以他们是从大自然的一个观察里面。
So they observed nature.
他们看见了那个星。
They saw his star.
眼神就从东方而来寻找。
And came from the east to search.
整个路程是超过900里。
The entire journey was more than 900 miles.
还要带着贵重的礼物。
And they carried precious gifts.
还有这些骆驼车队。
And a large entourage.
还有这些许许多多的人。
And many other people.
需要六个月到一年的时间。来到完成整个旅程。
It is estimated that it took about 6 months to a year to complete the journey.
他必须经过那个干旱的旷野。
They had to go through a dry wilderness.
才能到耶路撒冷。
Before they could arrive in Jerusalem.
目的就是要来朝拜这犹太人的王。
Their purpose was to worship the King of the Jews.
最近我跟国芬传道。
Recently I went with Pastor 国芬。
由国芬传道带领的，我参加他们的这个到花莲。台湾花莲的这个短宣
She led us to 花莲 in Taiwan for a short mission trip.
这个短宣就是玉里的这个短宣
The mission trip was in 玉里。
当地的牧者很感动
The pastors there were very touched.
因为说他说为什么 QBC 的四班竟然愿意从远方而来
Because QBC's choir was willing to travel from afar.
一般人来台湾短宣的时候都会去比较大的城市。
Most people who go to Taiwan for mission trips will go to the bigger cities.
但是我们这次的这个短宣队却去到这个花莲县的那个义里这个地方来做短宣。
But this time we traveled to an Aboriginal church.
而很少人愿意去的。
Few people would want to go there.
去到原住民的这个地方来服事。
It was in an Aboriginal region.
看起来好像是一个穷乡僻壤。
It was poor.
自费，我们自费去服侍这些少数民族。
And we went at our own expense to serve this minority group.
今天谁是指引你的心呢
？Today, who is the star that leads you?
当这个星出现的时候
，And when the star appears,
我们要知道去跟随。
We need to know and to follow.
去寻找基督。
To search for Jesus.
去敬拜这新生王。
To worship this risen king.
今天神也用各样的方法引导我们来到耶稣的面前。
Today God still uses various means to lead us to Jesus.
看见神，认识神。
To see God and to know God.
成为敬拜神的人。
And to become worshippers of God.
我们就被指引的心引导我们去朝拜 基督。
And we are led by the star to worship Jesus.
可能是我们的亲人。
And this star may be our relative.
朋友、同事。
A friend or a colleague.
或者是一本书。
Or a book.
或者是一个见证。
Or even a testimony.
这不正是圣诞原本的意义吗？
And isn't this the true meaning of Christmas?
让人寻见耶稣基督。
To lead all men to Christ.
在十二月份，我们有不同的小组。都会去报佳音。
In December, we have many groups who would share the gospel through carols.
这真是一个好的机会，让我们让人可以寻见基督。
This is a good opportunity to lead many to Christ.
希律知道了指引博士来到耶路撒冷的一颗星。
King Herod knew the star.
但是他不接受耶稣基督的来临。
But he did not accept the coming of Jesus. So he couldn't find Jesus.
而博士却在新的指引之下。
Yet on the other hand, the Magi knew the star.
他找到了基督。
They were led to Christ.
所以经文就告诉我们，他们看见了那个星，就大大的欢喜。
So the Bible tells us that when they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
原文的欢喜是指他们大大的欢喜。去欢喜。
So the original meaning of overjoyed was that they rejoiced with mega joy.
博士并不知道这位生下来做犹太人的王的耶稣就是神的儿子。
The Magi did not know that Jesus, born king of the Jews, was actually the Son of God.
是神差来拯救世人的救主。
The Savior sent to save the world.
他是耶稣，是耶和华拯救的一世。
They did not know that he is Yeshua, the Savior of the Lord.
他们只是远道而来。
They only came from afar.
他们朝拜这犹太人的王。
Just to worship the king of the Jews.
他们的目的就是单单的来敬拜他。
Their purpose was purely to worship him.
这种敬拜是没有条件的。
And this worship was unconditional.
不是因为耶稣为他们做了什么。
It's not because of what Jesus did for them.
实际上耶稣根本都还没有为他们做什么。
The truth is Jesus hadn't done anything for them yet.
但是他们就是因为遇见了耶稣。
But because they saw Jesus,
已经是他们人生最大的满足。
And they received the greatest satisfaction in their life.
是一个最有价值的事情。
It is the most valuable thing they had in their life.
今天我们来怎么样来敬拜耶稣君王呢？
Today, how do we worship the king?
博士是欢喜、快乐、俯伏敬拜。
The Magi were overjoyed and worshipped him.
他们欢喜、快乐、俯伏敬拜。
They were overjoyed and they bowed down in worship.
所以今天我们的敬拜是不是根据我们从神那里得到什么来敬拜他呢？
So today do we worship God because of what he has given us?
还是像那些外邦的博士，他们根本都还没有认识耶稣，他们就来单单的来敬拜他。
Or are we like the Magi who did not yet know what Jesus had done but they worshipped him for who he is?
他们从千里迢迢的地方付上一些代价，就是要来敬拜这位耶稣君王。
They came from afar, laid down everything they had just to worship this king.
没有任何条件。
They had no conditions.
耶稣也没有为他们做什么。
And Jesus had not yet done anything.
他们就是来到耶稣的面前说：“我要来敬拜你。”
And they came to Jesus and said they would worship him.
献上最好的来敬拜他。
And they gave their best to worship.
博士他进了房子。
The Magi on coming to the house,
他看见了小孩子和母亲玛利亚。
They saw the child and the mother Mary.
就俯伏的来敬拜那小孩子。
And they bowed down and worshipped the baby.
他打开了宝盒。
They opened the treasures.
拿黄金。
And presented the gold,
乳香、
frankincense,
没有。
And myrrh.
就来为礼物献给他。
As presents to worship the king.
这个小孩子没有军队的保护。
This baby did not have any army to protect him.
国家来养他。
No kingdom to nurture him.
没有皇宫的豪华。
No palace or royalty.
他出生的时候就受到死亡的威胁。
He was born under the threat of death.
在希律王的残害下就逃生。
And he narrowly escaped the cruelty of King Herod.
并生在这臭臭的马槽里。
And he was born in a dirty manger.
然而这一切都在神的计划里面。
And all these were in God's sovereign plan.
神掌管一切。
God is fully in control.
他安排了那个星的出现。
He arranged the appearance of the star.
他指引外邦人的这些博士来拜这个新生王。
Which guided the Gentiles, the Magi, to go and worship the newborn king.
他安排耶稣和玛利亚从北部的拿撒勒来到伯利恒生下耶稣。
He arranged for Joseph and Mary to come from Nazareth to Jerusalem to give birth to the baby.
应验了先知的话。
Just as what was prophesied.
这星是一个神奇妙的安排之下。
And this star was divinely placed by God.
这星最后就停在耶稣的 住的地方的上面。
And eventually stopped just over the place where the child was born.
你若看不见这救赎的安排，
If you cannot see the sovereign hand of God,
那你真是视而不见。
Then you're only looking and certainly not seeing.
怎么能不惊叹？
Are you in awe?
你的选择是什么？
What then is your choice?
弥迦书在记载着弥迦先知就在主前的700年就已经预言这降生的基督君王。
Christ the King was born 700 years after Micah's prophecy.
在这里他就讲到他也是统治的君王。
And in Micah chapter 5 verse 4 says that he is the ruling king.
弥迦书五章四节里面让我们来听神的话。
Let's listen to God's word from Micah chapter 5, verse 4. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
你看见了吗?
Have you seen it?
耶稣降世并不是一般的帝王。
Have you seen that Jesus is not an ordinary king?
他谦卑服侍牧养他的羊群。
He was a humble servant and he shepherds his flock.
他将公义要带给犹太人和外邦人。
He brings justice both to the Jews and the Gentiles.
将福音要传给那受压制被遗弃的人。
And the good news are shared to those who are oppressed, to those who are abandoned.
圣诞的整个故事就是神爱人的故事。
And the Christmas story is precisely the story of God's love for mankind.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子，
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son,
赐给他们,
that whoever believes in him,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生,
shall not perish but have eternal life.
你对耶稣诞生有什么反应呢?
What then is your response to the birth of Jesus?
有什么实际的行动呢?
And what concrete steps will you take?
十二月就是一个很好的机会。
December is a good opportunity.
就是刚才我讲的，就是不同的小组，甚至不同的家庭，我们可以用这样的一个机会向人来报佳音。
And various groups and families can use this December opportunity to share the gospel through carols to different people.
博士看见了母亲和他母亲玛利亚和这个孩子，
When the Magi saw the mother Mary and the baby,
就俯伏地来敬拜那小孩子。
They bowed down to worship the child.
敬拜是什么呢？就是打开那个宝盒。
So what is worship? How did they worship? They opened their treasures.
把最好的礼物献给他。
And presented the best gifts to the child.
我们这次诗班就是将这次的短宣的主题定为爱我们的家。
And the choir that went to Taiwan brought the message with the theme loving our home.
就带到台湾，他们当时候正面对着家庭被破坏。
They brought this message to families in Taiwan who were increasingly broken.
同性的课题混乱的时刻。
And facing the challenges of homosexuality.
把最好的献给主。
They presented the best to God.
把平安和安慰带给当地的教会。
And also brought comfort to the local church.
什么是你最好的？
And what is your best?
你应该献什么给耶稣呢？
And what will you offer to Jesus?
人生的成就与财富，
Achievement and wealth,
并不能衡量我们跟耶稣基督的关系，
will never be the measure of our relationship with God.
而是我们的心，
Ultimately, it's our heart.
而是我们这个人。
It is who we are.
在我们忙碌的生活中，
In our busy lives,
我们追求成功，
We pursue success.
但是我们要小心，就是我们这样的追求可能就会容易的让我们对神的心变成冷淡。
And in our pursuit, it is easy for us to lose heart and become lukewarm and numb to the love of Jesus.
这里指出回应耶稣降生最合宜的敬拜，
And we are reminded that the best way to respond to the love of Jesus,
就是将你最好的献上，
is to offer your best to God.
做一个真正敬拜的人，
And be a true worshipper.
由心而发，
We worship from the depths of our hearts.
献上赞美，
And to offer our praises.
献上自己，
Offer ourselves.
献上最好的，
And give him our very best.
从台湾回来，我从台湾的整个短宣回来之后的第二天，
And just one day after coming back from the Taiwan mission trip,
我又匆匆忙忙地参加 William Au 带领的社区爱灵舍的施工，
And I rushed back to join William Au in leading this love community ministry.
与弟兄姐妹和社区的朋友去到巴旦的小岛来服事。
We went with brothers and sisters and friends from the community to Batam.
我们是去帮助小岛的那个穆斯林幼稚园。
And we went to help a Muslim kindergarten.
他们我们帮他们铺那个石灰的路。
To pave roads.
还有粉刷小孩子课室的桌子。
And paint classroom tables.
这位宣教士姐妹。
There was a missionary sister there.
她已经在巴淡岛已经服侍了。总共13年。
She has been serving there for about 13 years.
在小岛里面有教英文的事工。
On this small island, she teaches English.
也有认领孩子读书的事工。
And she also helps poor children to read.
最近有一次就是她面对这个外来支持的停止。
Recently, foreign support for her had stopped.
而童工的薪水已经很难支付的时候。
And it became a challenge for her to continue giving the salaries of her fellow workers.
神又感动了其他教会来支持。
And despite this, God moved other churches to support her.
讲到了一句话非常令我感动。
And she said something that really struck a chord with me.
她说神从来没有忘记。
She said that God never forgets.
从来没有忘记这个贫穷肮脏的小岛。
God never forgot this poor and dirty island.
老师的薪水只是新币25块钱一个月。
Though the teacher's salary was only $25 a month.
神却没有忘记。
God never forgot.
他的差遣，他的供应。
God never forgets His provision.
米迦书五章四节里面就说到。
Indeed, Micah chapter 5 verse 4 says,
他是全能的君王,
He is the Almighty King.
他要牧养他的羊群,
He will stand and shepherd his flock.
今天我们要问是你的选择是什么呢?
And today, what is your choice?
圣诞真的是快乐吗?
Is your Christmas a joyous one?
希律王和整个耶路撒冷的人,
King Herod and all of Jerusalem,
为自己的生命带来不安和害怕,
were disturbed because they feared for their own lives.
以耶稣为君王的这些外邦博士
The Magi on the other hand who recognized that Jesus was king
却是欢喜快乐
And they came with joy
他们欢喜快乐来敬拜耶稣
They were overjoyed and they worshipped him
因为他们认识了这位是值得奉献他们一生的这耶稣君王
Because they recognized that he was the king who was worthy of all their lives
他们在敬拜的时候他们就经历了这真正的平安
And in their worship they experienced true peace
他们可以放下自我
They could lay down themselves
除去不安
And they had peace
除非我们能认真的认识我们的神
Unless we really know who God is
我们才能放下自我
We cannot lay down our lives
让耶稣成为我们生命的主生命的王
Only when we make Jesus our king
才能除去不安
and we can receive peace.
那我们要问追星的行动是否因为找到耶稣就停止了
Now does the search for the star end the moment we have found Jesus?
而是博士听到了主的声音
Now after the Magi had received the word from God
他们就不再听叙利的话
They no longer listen to King Herod
而是让神来继续的带领
And they continue to let God lead them
今天你的选择和处境是什么呢
Today, what is the circumstance you are facing and what is your choice?
是不是会继续来让主来带领你呢
Will you continue to let God lead you?
还是你已经停止追星了
Or have you stopped searching for the star?
那我们一起来祷告
Let's pray.
在祷告的时候让我们来回应刚才你所听的
And as we pray, let us respond to the word.
每一年的圣诞，耶稣都会问你和我。
Every Christmas, Jesus asks you and me.
你有让我成为你生命的主、生命的王吗？
Have you allowed him to be the king of your life?
你愿意放下你的意志？
Are you willing to let go of your will?
放下你的自我？
To lay down your life.
让我的平安引导你的人生
and let the peace of God lead you through the rest of your life
经历一切的高山低谷
through the highs and through the lows
酸甜苦辣
through the different seasons in life
可能你会对耶稣君王说
perhaps you will tell Jesus the king
我愿意让你成为我生命的主
I can only let you be God of some parts of my life
但是有一些空间我不想让你做主
but there are some areas I'm not willing to let you be Lord
奉献我的人生在我认为可以的时候
Maybe when I can part with a little
但太多的奉献就很难说了
I can part but not with everything
甚至我的终身伴侣
Maybe it's my life partner
我的家庭经济
my household finances,
我的主权等等,
my rights and so on,
我还是要有所保留。
There are some issues I cannot let go.
这是你和我的状况吗?
Is this your circumstance today?
这时候我求主帮助我们。
At this point, I pray that the Lord will help us.
怜悯我们。
He will have compassion on us.
让我们愿意完全的归向他。
So that we can return to him.
愿意将一切都献给他。
And give our all to him.
好像博士献上最好的黄金。
Just like the Magi who offered their best gifts of gold.
最好的没药。
Their best frankincense.
最好的乳香。
Their best myrrh.
给耶稣。
They offered it all to Jesus.
请问你愿意吗？
Are you willing?Come church, let's rise.